other than the running with Gabby Street, how'd you get along with him?
Well, he kind of put me on the spot when I went back to join the Yankees. I thought he was going to pitch in Boston. Mm-hmm. And he come up and the old Bobo pitched first game, and he got shellacked. And I said, I thought I'd pitch in second game. Paul's glove out, and he sent him in off into Toledo. Toledo. And that's what happened. Then I asked him about the fine he paid me, and he said he wanted me to have it back. And I went up to the office that day. He wanted me to go from there to Toledo. I said, no, I'm going back and get my clothes. They sent me back and knew some. After he got selected, we come to New York, and just he and I was sending us home, and he claimed he got hurt some way. And
okay, I let the tape go a little bit too far there, but pick it up, Jim, where you said you had to go back and get your clothes.
Well, I had to go back and get my clothes, so I went back, and I went up to DeWitt. He was vice president, and he wouldn't give me my money. DeWitt wouldn't. I said, well, you know where you'll find me if you're looking for me. So I went. I started out the door, and he said, well, Gabby said, do you have it? I'll give it to you. Well, I told you Gabby said I could have it. Well, he said, I'll call him up. So he called him up, and he said you wanted to have that money back now. So I said, me and Miss, all the lady that works in the office, were down watching a ball game, and she had to write the check. So when they come back, why, she wrote it, and I was come on home. I wouldn't go down to San Antonio. So they called me up, sent Cahill to meet me in Little Rock. I went down there and met him, and he gave me my money and made a proposition that I wouldn't lose any time at all. So I went down there. Mm-hmm. That's just about it.
Well, you played for somebody else at the big league level. Right? Did you play for Fred Haney and Del Baker for a short time?
Oh, yeah, Fred Haney. Fred Haney and Del Baker, they're both they're good managers.
Mm-hmm. Treat you good?
Yeah, they done all right.
Did you get along with you just tell me that story there. How'd you get along with the rest of the upper brass, the general managers and owners and stuff like that? Did you have any
I never had much to do with them.
No?
No, they treat me all right, and I treated them.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get along with the press? What was the press like in St. Louis?
Well, I never bothered them much. They never bothered me.
I mean, I know the Cardinals of the early 30s were you know, with Dizzy Dean and things like that.
Hell
probably
yeah.
Got more press than you guys did.
Oh, yeah. I reckon he did. He was one of the best pitchers I saw up there. Because mm-hmm. he'd work every day. And he'd pitch a ball game, and the last few innings, he'd grab his glove and go down to the bullpen and warm up, and then he'd pitch two or three innings and win the ball game, and he'd have a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and Paul both were good. See, Paul, and they're from Shaquilla Mountain out here,
mm-hmm.
Danville.
Yeah.
And they both, Paul went and tried out for Little Rock the same time I did. After war, and I didn't stick, and he kept Paul a while, and I think they finally turned him loose. I know Well, he had a boy over here at Plainview, and he come by to see him, and he stopped up there with me to see me, and I was down on the farm, or I'd gone to Danville. And I'd come back, and when the guy, your J.D. Welch, took him down there to try to find me, but I wasn't there. So when they come back, he said, I'll see him when they come back next week. Well, he died next week. He didn't get to see me.
Never saw him again. How'd you get along with the fans? They always treat you good?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what kind of fan support did the Browns get during the 30s?
Yeah. Well, they just didn't have the ball club and didn't seem to get anybody except discarded players. Now they pick up Bo Bell and Galveston. Bo was a pretty good hitter, but he was slow on the field. And I don't know where he's still living or not.
No, I don't know either.
I room with him. He is from around San Antonio somewhere, and he had a brother that played ball in that league down there, in the Texas League. And so I thought, I forget what his name was. Seemed like it's Woody the Bell. But Bo, he had a good year.
When you played, did it make any difference when you were playing, whether you were pitching in front of a lot of people or not that many people in St. Louis, or you never even noticed?
I never thought about it. I never looked up there.
Now, when you were first signed, what kind of money did you get when you first signed your first pro contract?
I was getting $100 a month.
And no sort of bonus or anything like that?
No. I was looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about in the big leagues, what was the most money that you made in any one year?
About $800 a month.
$800 a month, so that'd be roughly about what, $5,600 a year, roughly?
Yeah, yeah.
7 months figure. How about what kind of mail money did you guys get paid? And tell me about something that I didn't really know, just found out here recently, that like in between games of a doubleheader, if you wanted a sandwich or you wanted something, you had to pay for that yourself,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Well, you just had to pay. You ordered it.
Yeah? Not like today with these big spreads, huh?
Yeah. You order it and then you send the boy out to get it.
Mm-hmm. There was nothing in the clubhouse for you to eat?
No.
No?
No. You're all on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lean days back there.
I bet.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it's enormous what those guys are getting now.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Well, TV exposure is what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they get. I know some guys, pitchers, didn't save a ball game or two, and they're getting over $1 million.
Hard to believe it.
I think the minimum up there now is 100,000.
109. Yeah, 109 is the minimum.
109.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of guys make a lot more than that, doing not very much at all.
Yeah.
How about any of your contract, I don't know what to call them, negotiations, but whatever the right word is. You know, a lot of guys I've heard had pretty good years, and then they'd go in to talk contract either, you know, for next year or during the next year, and they'd be told that the team wasn't doing that well, and they'd be, you know, even after a pretty good year, they'd be asked to take a pay cut or something like that. Anything like that ever happened to you?
No. I thought I was getting high enough to cut me.
I see. How about, Jim, when you were pitching, and most you said every month it was $800 bucks a month, what did you do? Did you work in the off season at all to supplement your income? Didn't work any off-season at all? No odd jobs? Just
no,
kind of stayed home, huh?
I lived at home. And, well, Dad run a farm, and I'd gather corn. And,
oh, actually, helped out your dad.
Yeah, helped him. No,
Well, here's a question that I should ask before when we were talking about traveling, and I just remembered. I heard stories about Branch Rickey and some of these other guys would have Enos Slaughter. I heard him tell the story that, I mean, they'd travel all night on a train, and this train would pull into this town, and Ricky would have an exhibition game scheduled against some team, and you'd have to get off the train and go play some exhibition and get back on and maybe play later that night. Did that happen with you with the Browns?
Well, it might have. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I think we played some exhibition games.
During the season?
Yeah. But not many.
Did you play against any of the old Negro League teams?
No. That was come after.
Come after, okay. I wanted to make sure. How about superstitions? Did you have any? Were you superstitious at all?
No.
Nothing?
I know some boy like...
if you have any stories, let's...
Bobo Newsom, he wouldn't step on that white line. He'd come fishing mound over, he'd all and step over. And some of the guys had suspicious of things, but I never was, didn't they?
Didn't make a difference to you?
No, it didn't make a difference.
if you could, we only got a couple questions to go here, Jim. If you could pick out one game or one day or something like that, is there one that sticks out above all the rest that maybe you decided that was your favorite for whatever reason?
Well, I believe against Johnny Allen in Cleveland.
All right.
And we went, I went from 9 to 15 innings before they got a hit. And it's thing in Boston. I think I pitched about 6 2/3 innings before they got a hit. But and then Selkirk hit that home run off. I mean, that time that was a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm. When you were through playing, was it easy? Was the adjustment easy for you from going as a player to the following year when you weren't playing anymore? Was it easy adjustment or was it tough on you?
I'm getting worried. It hurt me to try to play. You know, I couldn't sleep at night after a ball game. I'd get sore, it didn't bother me.
So you just kind of get tired.
Yeah. Well, I'm about 40 years old when that was.
And we talked about what you did since you quit playing with the raising the cattle.
Raising cattle. And I just got rid of them about 5 years ago. And I picked up little jobs around the different guys wanted me to help them, and I'd help them. But there wasn't much to it.
Seems like a lot of guys go into either insurance or construction. Did you do any of that?
No.
A lot of guys I've talked to have done that. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, this is the last question, and it's one that sometimes I get a pretty good answer, and most of the time I get no answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you could go back, Jim, you think back, any time that you was playing ball, if there was any one thing that you wish might have been a little bit different or something that you could have changed or wish would have happened differently to you, what would that be?
I wish I'd have gotten with a better ball club. I believe I'd have had some good years. Just like Johnny's saying, Johnny... he wasn't a power pitcher. He was a pitcher. He was a spot pitcher and all. And I believe if I'd have got with a good ball club, I'd been all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Jim. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, same to you. You come back when you can.
Okay.
Yeah.